Following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 28, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. O my Lord, the Supreme Eternal, by expansion of your plenary portion, you have created a subtle body, the living entity, through the agency of your external energy. And thus the living entity becomes entrapped with different varieties of desires through the mind, consisting of unlimited desires to be fulfilled by the Vedic direction of karmakanda, fruit of activity, and the 16 elements. Who is there who can come out of this entanglement without taking shelter at your lotus feet?
Maya manas sujati karma mayana baliya kalena shodita gunanu masina pungsa chandu mayam dadajayat pitasur saram samasar chakrama jakoti karitta danya. This is the description of material existence. So, first thing is, our mind is polluted. The simple statement of a Vaishnava poet, Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare, pasate maya tare japotiya dhare. Actually, our position is to serve Krishna. That is real position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts his instruction from this point, that we are eternal servant of Krishna. And because we have rebelled not to serve, therefore Krishna, out of His unlimited mercy and compassion, He comes down and teaches us, you still surrender. Why you are suffering under? Sarvadharman paritajya mamitam sarana. You still give up all these so-called engagements. You surrender to Me. So, from this point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts his instruction. When Sanatana Goswami approached him, that by your mercy, I have left my this material engagement. I was minister, I was very much pop-prop. So, by good fortune, I saw you, now I have retired from my so-called happy life. Now please tell me, what is my position? Ye ami kano mare jape tapas. Why I am put into this condition of suffering? Just like one goes to the physician, a diseased man, he submits and inquires from the physician, that why I am suffering from this pain. Some pain always in the heart, some pain in the belly, some pain in the head. So what is the disease? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the disease is that you are servant of Krishna, you are rascal trying to be master of the world. This is the struggle. A servant is trying to become master. How it is possible? It is simply entanglement. Just like in office, a menial servant, if he wants to imitate the master, he will be involved in so many difficulties. That is our position. So, this is possible because a living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, so he has got the qualities of Krishna in very, very minute, fragmental forms. I have several times explained this, just like a small drop of sea water has got the same chemical composition as the vast sea water. Therefore, if you test the vast sea water, it is salty and the drop is also salt, because the same chemical composition is there in minute quantity. Therefore, Krishna is satantra. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avijna sarat. Sarat. Sarat means independent. Bhagavad begins that the origin of everything, the absolute truth, is sentient. He's not a chunk. He's sentient. Janmadasya jataha annayat. Avijna. Avijna means sentient. It's not a dull matter. But the question is, where from knowledge and sense come? We have to take senses, learn knowledge from master, from teacher. But so far, Krishna is concerned, he is sarat. He hasn't got to take any knowledge from anyone. That is Krishna's feature. Sarat. Sarat means independent. Everything is independent. He's not dependent. Nijalabha purno. The other day we learned. Nijalabha purno. He is always complete in himself. Yes, no. So when we imitate Krishna, we want to be complete in ourselves. Without the help of Krishna, this is called Maya. Maya means that we want to imitate Krishna. That is going on, material world. Therefore, you will find this Mayavadis. Who is that? Take it out. The Mayavadis, they persist on this point that I am God. The Maya is working there. Maya is working there still, although he is thinking that I am now liberated, I have become Narayana. Jinnir-vindaktha-vimukta-manina. He is thinking that I am God. That means he is in the darkest region of Maya. And still he is thinking that he is liberated. He is thinking what is not. At the present moment, you will find the whole world is filled up with these rascals. They are in the deepest region of Maya and concocting that he is God. He is God. This is Maya. Therefore, it is said, Mayamana. The Mayamana is so strong that Mayamana Srijati Karma Mayam Boliya. Very strong. His material existence began from this point, that why shall I serve Krishna? I shall remain independent. But his rascal does not know that he cannot become independent. That is not possible. But this is the beginning of material life. Why shall I accept God? I am God. But the same thing is continuing in different phases. So Mayavan is very strong. It is very, very difficult. Therefore, we have to voluntarily surrender. It takes very, very long time, believe. But if one is intelligent, if one is fortunate, he takes immediately. That is the difference. Otherwise, it will take many, many births. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan amaga prabhadat. Even if he is gyanavan, full knowledge of everything, scientific knowledge, physical, chemical, metaphysical, mathematical, all these knowledge, but I God. I am God. Well, there is no need of God. Now we shall do everything. We are advanced in science. This is called Mayavana. These rascals are thinking like that. It will never be possible. Antha sukoti sadavatsa sampragamya bhayo rathapi manasu manipungavana. Great, great. Muni. Muni means mental speculators. The thinking within the mind, this, that. Muni pungavara. Pungava. Pungava means very expert mental speculators. Even they think like that for many, many years. Panthasu koti satavasa. Koti means 100 lakhs, and again multiply by sata, unlimited. Pantasu koti satavasa sampragamma, and the speed, bayurathapi manaso, speed of the air and the mind, is still avichintatate. They cannot understand what is God. Ask any scientist, any physicist, any mathematician, just like recently, one rascal, he is doctor, he has said, that Sita was sister of Rama, and Rama was this and that. Speculator. He has become bigger than the acharyas, and because he has got little doctorate title, he is thinking that he has become very, very big. This is why. This is called Mayavan. Maya is so strong that she is bewildering even so-called doctorates, delis and others, all rascals. Maya aparita jnana. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Maya aparita jnana. Although they have got these unity degrees, but they are rascals. Why? Na maya aparita jnana. Their knowledge has been taken out by Maya. Maya is very strong. You have seen the picture of Maya, Durga Devi. And the Mahishasura is fighting, very strong, just like Hiranyakashipu. There are many asuras. The Mahishasura, sometimes Krishna himself comes to kill the asura, or sometimes his agent, Maya Durga Devi, kills. You have seen the picture of Goddess Kali. He is killing simply the asura, chopping. One after another. Sististhiti palaya sadhana sakti rekha. She can create, she can maintain, and she can make provide, diverse nature. That is her business. But so powerful, still she is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, here it is said, Sangasara chakra maja koti tarati. Koti tarit tadanya. A strong maya. I cannot get out of her clutches. The Prahlad Maharaj knows it. Koti tarit. Who can surpass? Who can get rid of these clutches of maya? Tadanya. That is the plan. Therefore, Krishna said that you surrender to me and you will be free from Maya. Sarva dharmaan paritrajya mahamekanda sarva. Aham to, I will give you protection. Mahameva prapadrata. The same thing. Whole instruction is there. Simply, if we want to be happy, happiness you cannot have in this way, by concocting plans. That is not possible. You have seen the whole world, especially in the modern day, so many big nations, they are assembled together in the United Nations. Nonsense, where is unity? Simply disunity. For the last 20 or 30 years they are struggling. Before that, they convene another League of Nations. So they are making simply plans. And it continues for some time, then after 15 or 20 years, again conflagration, a war, especially in the Europe. They all demands. How the demands can bring in peace by so-called United Nations or League of Nations? That is not possible. They have the demonic activities. They have to take to Krishna consciousness. Then they will be saved. So, we are just trying to introduce the real civilization. Actually, there is no civilization at the present moment. They are simply cats and dogs and fighting one another. There is no civilization. This is not civilization. Atheists, demons, they are predominating, and because they have got big skyscraper building and many motor cars, India has become victimized. Without this motor car and without this skyscraper building, we are condemned. So they are trying to imitate. They have forgotten their own culture. The best culture, Vedic culture. So it is the first time that we are trying to conquer the demonic culture with this Vedic culture. This is the first time. So it is very pleasing that you have joined this movement, as if you want to make the human society happy, give them this culture of Krishna consciousness that is being described by Prahlad Maharaj, that saṅsāra cakra. If you become involved in this demonic culture, then the saṅsāra cakra, the wheel of repetition of birth and death will go on. You cannot stop. It is not possible. But if you take to Krishna consciousness, then there is possibility. This is the part of this verse. Thank you very much.